This is the Pacifica update for the week ending July 14th. I'm Lynn Gary. Last weekend, more than 150 community broadcasters and media activists from across the U.S. met at the Grassroots Radio Conference, which was hosted by Pacifica affiliate KGNU-FM in Boulder, Colorado. The crisis at Pacifica Radio was one of the main items on the agenda, and Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez were keynote speakers. Gonzalez expressed a sense of urgency and the need for heightened activism by the community, as each day brings fundamental changes to the institution of Pacifica that are becoming more deeply entrenched. Goodman's presentation shed light on the nature of that urgency. She stepped up to the podium wearing a large red clown nose. In a dramatic presentation about the situation at her home station, WBAI in New York, she explained that the Democracy Now! Crew had begun wearing masks during the broadcast as a protest against the recently installed surveillance system that photographed and recorded the images and activities of every person entering the station and stored them in a computer database. Also, she and other workers had been asked to complete questionnaires listing their addresses, phone numbers, and other personal data in order to receive an electronic key card to gain entrance to the station. Goodman described a repeating pattern of on-air attacks directed against her and Democracy Now! By management. These denunciations characterized her and others as criminals and enemies, and also portrayed the conflicts at WBAI as a race war, calling on listeners to be, quote, good soldiers. As a result of this hostile climate, she said she had concerns about how this personal information being requested by the management under the guise of a security system would actually be used. Though she stopped short of saying so, it was clear that she feared for her physical safety. The recording of images of station visitors was also having an impact on the program's news-gathering activities, she said, as confidential sources were now afraid to bring information to the station. This comes at a time when Democracy Now!'s use of underground sources has been attacked by the Pacifica National management, which has been trying to push the program toward a less confrontational stance toward government policies and policymakers. The Pacifica campaign has created a travel team of activists who are available to visit affiliate stations and speak to their communities about the Pacifica crisis. For more information on receiving a visit from the Pacifica campaign travel team, contact the Pacifica campaign at pacificacampaign@yahoo.com. Listeners and broadcasters of more than a dozen affiliate stations participated in a July 10th day of action against targeted Pacifica board members. Acting on information that Pacifica board member Andrea Sisco was about to sign an employment contract with the Bangor, Maine-based credit card giant MBNA, activists from WERU-FM picketed MBNA headquarters. MBNA subsequently announced that it had terminated its relationship with Ms. Sisco. Listeners to WRFG in Atlanta picketed another client of Ms. Sisco's with similar results. Juan Gonzalez said that he believed that Sisco was among several remaining members of the board majority that were interested in resigning. Dissident Pacifica board member Leslie Kagan was also at the conference. She told conferees that plaintiffs in the lawsuits against the Pacifica Board of Directors will be in court on July 17th to ask for an injunction to block a teleconference meeting by the board's controlling group, during which they plan to try to add 5 new members. The maneuver, which plaintiffs have denounced as illegal, is seen as an effort to maintain a board majority by the hijacking group in the face of more impending defections. Aaron Glantz was also at the Grassroots Radio Coalition conference representing Free Speech Radio News and the Reporters Against Pacifica Censorship. He announced that the daily newscast now has funds to continue through August 10th. He said that the reporters hope to continue the cast indefinitely for as long as it is needed. That's this week's Pacifica Update. If your station would like a visit from the Pacifica campaign travel team or to find out how you can help, contact the Pacifica campaign at www.pacificacampaign.org.